Return to the Mac. Get up, what it is, what it does, what it is, what it isn't. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me, get up.
This is the Daily Shift. We're finally back. And I want to talk about something that I think we can all relate to in some way, shape, and or form. And that is, what do you do when the day isn't going your way? When the day is just not taking the turns that you want to take, you're trying to turn left, but then life is saying you need to go right. I think it's hard, especially when it's the middle of the week, when your week starts really good. Well, not the middle of the week, but like, you know, when your week starts great with a great Monday, and then Tuesday just shows up and just slaps you in the face. It's just hard. And yes, Tuesday can slap you in the face. I don't know if you know this, but it can. You get a bad night of sleep. You wake up and you realize you're out of toothpaste or worse, you're out of body wash. I don't know if you use soap or body wash. We did an episode on that once. But, or at least that we had facts about. Then you got to go to the store and you weren't expecting to go there. You're in your bathrobe. It just, life doesn't take the turns and things like that that you expect. And sometimes it's even more severe, you know. And for one, like the tragedies that have been happening just in general. Like, I don't. Like, I think three shootings just to start, like, the new year. Like, that's, come on, what are we doing here? What are we doing here on this? Like, are we trying to get along? At this point, are we even trying to get along with each other? Like, what pushed somebody over the limit? You know, like, we all have stress. We all have things that we're going through. You never know what the person next to you is going through. You could be like, oh, I just got out of the hospital and I found out like something's happening with my right leg. And then, but at the end of the day, you don't know if the person next to you is like, well, I found out that I'm going to die in 2 weeks, you know, and yet they're able to put on a smile. Some people are just, you know, like that's what I admire about some people. I don't like that they hide it all the time, but I like the fact that they're still able to put on a smile. They're finding something positive to just keep moving forward. Because isn't that what life is about? You're going to get knocked down. There's no way you're not going to. Even if it's like something as simple, like it could be something simple, it could be something rough. And I think that's what, I mean, I think that's part of just life and growing up, being able to cope and deal and know that much about yourself. Like, okay, like this is a lot today. I need to talk to somebody. Talk to your wife, your girlfriend, your significant other, your best friend. Talk. Some people talk to their dogs. There's some people that talk to lions and other big cats, because I've seen it on YouTube. It's a real thing. But just, you know, breathe, talk. And like, I think that's one of the things, like, we don't all have an outlet, like some way to get just something off of our chest, you know, and we don't want to, some people don't even want to burden other people with it. So, you know, it just kind of builds up and builds up until finally, and I'm not a professional on this, by the way, I'm not, but this is just my opinion on some, like, I just think that sometimes it can build up into a point that nobody can, like, that person can't contain it anymore, which is why you got to get it out. Whatever it is, you can't let it just build up inside of you, because then eventually you're going to erupt, you know, like a bad volcano. Or is there such thing as a good volcano? Now that I think. Anyway, I think that a lot of tragedies are happening, and it's too soon. It's actually, any time is too soon, you know? And I think this beginning of the week made me realize what my friend was saying. Like, we don't even like each other. Like, when we were, like, he was talking about, like, planet and, like, people getting along with each other. It's like, we don't even, people don't get along with each other. And It's for tons of different reasons, but I hope we can find some reason to just find peace with each other and find, like, I could go in tons of different directions with this. Like I said, some people are going through more than you expect. Talk to each other. Reach out. Try to be understanding. And sometimes I do, but when there's no excuse for somebody behaving like, okay, there's no reason to react like this. Like when somebody goes overboard with like a reaction over something, there's probably something deeper there. And I think that's one of the most important times to like talk to somebody and just see what's going on exactly, because it's obviously running deeper. If somebody is like flipping out and it's like, they never have my Doritos, and like they're knocking stuff off the shelves in like Walmart, it's like, okay, there's obviously something deeper here. Like, they need to talk to somebody. Like, they need to like evaluate, like, why did this like upset you? And then like, as you get to the point, and I think it's important for them to know and for everyone to feel like somebody actually cares. I think that's what a lot of people want. Just somebody to care at the end of the day. Like, if you've ever seen somebody, and I know there's tons of them because they're on YouTube and tons of other places, people like freaking out and just getting loud and unruly at restaurants, at this fast food restaurants. I said no pickles when I came in here. Now there's pickles on it. And obviously this runs deeper than those pickles, like, or maybe it's just about the pickles, but I think at the end of the day, they just want somebody to talk to, somebody who understands and somebody they can relate to. Just have a, like, you know, like they're having a rough day as it is, I'm sure, maybe a rough life. That's why I think it's important to just reach out and talk to each other. Make sure your friends are okay. Make sure, just make sure people are okay, because it's so important. Because I'm personally tired of the tragedies. I'm sure everyone is. And it's just, we can't catch a break, you know? Every year, I can't think of, when was the last time we had the start of a good year? Like, and it was like in the first month, nothing terrible happened, nothing bad. And it's just been tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. Can we just have a year where we're all on the same page, we're all happy, we're all consistent? But no, we want to continue the cycle of viciousness. Hurt people, as I heard it put, and it was so beautifully put, because I feel like that's true. And I think it's time, like, that we heal each other in some way, shape, or form. Try to. That's why, just if you can, do something positive for somebody. Do something positive, giving them flowers. Like, even if it's like that, even if it's your coworker that you don't like, who sits in the back, who's upset all the time, or maybe wherever they sit, whatever they're doing, if it's somebody you know you don't like, you don't personally like their personality, go do something nice for that person. In fact, make them your Valentine. Make them your Valentine. Can we start there and then work our way up? Because I feel like that would be a really amazing start to just something great. Because then they'll be like, oh, I thought this person didn't like me, and this, that, and the other. And who knows, maybe you'll end up being friends. So, can we make that a goal for the rest of the year? Do something positive at least once a month for somebody that you personally do not like. Doesn't even have to be like, if you don't care for them, if you don't care for a certain aspect of their, whoever is like, I don't know if you, like, I don't know, like whoever you don't really, you know, you don't mesh with, do something positive for them. And let's start this year off in a better state than we are now. And with that being said, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And then we're going to do the question of the day, which I think is going to be, it's going to be interesting to say the very least. We're going to show our affectionate side. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Daily Shift. Keep it locked right here if you want some more. And I'm sure you do. Keep it locked. We'll be right back. Gotta love it. Every single time. It's just a great show. Great day. Well, I think we're going to be leaning towards great of everything. Hopefully great week eventually. We're going to get there. Great week. Great, like, year, hopefully. And if we can't, if there's somebody out here who has this power that we're going to talk about. I know it's like, we're going to talk about superpowers. No, kind of, somewhat. It's something that I got to ask you. If you had the power of the healing kiss, would you do it? Would you walk around just kissing people? And I mean, like you have like a healing kiss. You don't have to make out with them, but you have a healing kiss. Would you do it? Would you do that? Like, I don't know if I would walk around kissing people. What if it was like emotionally healing too? I think it would be in everyone's best benefit that I just start kissing people. Everyone, anybody, dogs, pets, emotional, physical pain. If you could heal all of that with a kiss, would you kiss people? Like, I mean, I know some people are like, yeah, I'd kiss anybody. It's like, well, you know, I mean, every and anybody. Like that 119-year-old person, you know, if you could just help them out for like, it doesn't matter. Would you kiss? I think I would. I'd have to, like, I mean, and it has to be like physical contact too, like obviously, but I mean, it has to be like, you can't wear like, oh, I'll just put some like wax on my lips or something. It's like, you got like, it's, you know, you, I think I would do it, man. That would be tough though. Cause you know, you could never like actually, oh man. Well, maybe somebody would understand. They'd be like, you know what? Like, I don't care what you have to do. You're helping a ton of people. You're a good person. And I love you. It's like, you know, I have to go and kiss a ton of people today, right? Like at least 20. I understand. You're a good person. I think I could do it. I think I could. Like, I'd be like, I'd quit. Like, I'd have like that existential. Am I saying that correctly? Probably not. But I'd have that crisis, and I'd be like, you know what? I don't know if I can do this anymore. If anyone's ever seen Supernatural, I can't do this anymore, Sammy. Dude, I can't do this anymore. There's always the point where the superhero quits, and I think that I would have one of those moments where I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I'm just going around kissing people. I'd make it sound so serious and so dramatic. But if I could heal people with kisses, I think, and I mean really heal, like immediately, like, it's like, you know, this person's on their deathbed and it's like, all they need is just one good peck. Okay, not a peck. Okay, you got to kiss them on the, what is it? Is it Cinderella? Sleeping Beauty was what I'm thinking of. I'm sorry, I watched, like, and we're going to probably talk about this later. I watched a movie. It was pretty great. It's called The Brothers Grimm. I was not expecting. I'd never even heard. I probably have heard of it and just forgot about it. But I can't wait to talk about that in the entertainment. Because it was like. Anyway, before I ruin things for that segment, I do think that like a healing kiss, that would be kind of cool, you know, to heal anything, by the way. So for those who are thinking like, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm not just going to kiss anybody. It's like, I don't know how to even like define the superpower. Like, what would be some of the negatives? Like, maybe like if you kiss people, you heal them of their disease, but you get it. But you're immortal. That would be kind of cool. Like, you're immortal, but you'd be sick like all the time. Like, people would just be lining up, like, why, like, you wouldn't be able to move. You'd be like in a bed. Oh, no, I don't know about, oh, that's rough. That's a rough call. Like, you, like, you're like literally laying in your deathbed. You're immortal. No, well, eventually, I mean, if it's emotional too, eventually people are going to turn like nice and start doing the right thing, I think. All right, after maybe 100 years, ugh, that's too short though. All right, so I would do it for like maybe for 500 years. And then if I don't see any change in the world and people are still like, you know, going at it, I'm going to start being selective. Yeah, I'm just going to start being selective of my superpower. Like, I'm going to be like, okay, I can't fly. Like, I can only smooch and give people like, yeah, I would be selective. Like, I'd like start having like talks. I'd have someone with good morality, like having interviews with people like, so why do you want him to kiss you? You know, why do you want to be healed? Like, I think after 500 years is a good amount of time, right? To see like where things are going with this. 500 years? That's at least 5 generations. At least, by the way, I'm saying at least 500 generations. I'm assuming that everyone, because I mean, if I'm healing them what ails them, I'm assuming we've seen 100-year-old people before. So I'm, you know, helping them live a little bit longer. And that's if I'm not captured and studied. And, we need to study a break. Or you can study over break. If you're doing homework or whatever, do what you need to do. Be happy. Dance a little bit. Get up and dance while the music is playing. Or just relax. Go and make a snack. Whatever you need to do. This is the daily shift. Get up and make a snack. If you're making a snack this late at night, unless it's morning for you. Or the afternoon. I don't know what time zone it is for you folks. I do know that we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And we're going to talk some more. And hopefully, you folks know how to find us on all of our social media, whether that be on Instagram, Daily Shift, or all you have to do is press the number 4. Don't spell it out. Daily Shift number 4. Daily Shift 4 on Instagram. You can send us messages, voice messages, just like on anchor.fm. Or you can download the app Anchor and listen to us there where you can hear the podcast. You can also catch us on Stitcher, CastBox, iTunes Music, Spotify. And don't forget about the After Show Talks, which is on Wisdom, which is another app. And, of course, the Jukebox Radio, where you can hear us on Outside the Box Radio and MySpin Radio. So all of these great places to hear the show. Hopefully you pick one. Hopefully you enjoy it. And hopefully you keep on tuning in. Because that's what I'm here to do. Keep you all interested in some way, shape, or form. And I'm going to do so with smooches. This is The Daily Shift. And we will see you right after the break. All you have to do is keep it locked. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Daily Shift. And guess what we have? We have the facts. which I don't know how these facts came to be today, but we're going to do them anyway. These are facts about hats. That's right. I said hats. I feel like hats make people happy. Something that people can relate to. You know, something that will keep people happy, calm. You like the same team as I do? Well, I'm no longer angry at you. Like, you know, like, anyway. So, if you want to follow along, you can. At FUNKIDSLIVE.com. And it's top 10 facts about hats. Now, these all have like paragraphs and things that you can read under them. And some of them are just, I've read like one or two already, and I kind of wish this were true. Anyway, you'll see. So, number one, black taxis in London have a tall roof so that bowler hats can fit in. I haven't seen someone wear a bowler hat in quite some time, but if they're still wearing that, they're a trendsetter. This person is not afraid. They're like, you know what? Like, I'm going to bring it back. They have positivity. Number two, Elizabeth the First had a rule that everyone over the age of 7 had to wear a cap on Sundays. Now, that's just not fair. You know, some people have that awkward, you know, look when they wear hats, especially if they don't have the right hat. I think everyone looks good in a hat, but they have to find the right hat for them. You know, like, not everyone's going to look good in a fedora. You know, that's just not going to happen. In a baseball cap, especially if it's backwards, if one of your friends started wearing their baseball cap backwards, you'd be like, what are you doing? Hey, come on, knock it off. We're in public now. Like, when we're just chilling, playing video games or whatever, like, that's cool, but not here, not now. All right? It's a time and a place. This person's getting a whole lecture on their baseball cap. Number three, the first found painting of a hat was found in a cave in France. I can tell you why it was found in a cave in France. It's because they were trying to hide the dark, ugly truth of that friend wearing their hat backwards. They were like, no, not look for you. I'm telling you, like, they were grunting about it to each other. Like, can you believe that guy? Number four, a chef hat has 100 folds to represent 100 ways to cook an egg. I think we've talked about that before, but I want to know what the 100 ways to cook an egg are. Scrambly, I don't eat eggs. Scrambly, see? This is how you know I don't eat eggs. Scrambled, unless they mean like in a cake, like you can use it 100 ways. Do they mean, I gotta know. This is why I'm not a chef. But now I kind of want to be, just so I can learn that. After I learn those ways, I'm just going to be like, all right, I'm done. I'm done. I got the hat. This is all I wanted. Number five, there was once a hat tax in UK. All right, I'm not going to even touch that one. There's so many questions that just came up with that, because if you, never mind. All right, number six. Number six, there are 100 different types of hats, and they all have to do with cooking an egg. No, there are 100 different types of hats. I did not know that. I thought there were like a few, like the fitted hat, the baseball cap, fedora. Yeah, I guess over time, I mean, over 100 though, that seems like a lot. Anyway, I'll leave that for you to read. Number seven, in North Dakota, it's illegal to wear a hat whilst dancing. Oh no, you're not gonna footloose me. Oh, I refuse. Me and my friends used to, we danced all the time. We'd hang out. We even like joined dance teams, and like we even like when we were trying out, like they were like, okay, so you guys can like do, like, we're gonna do like, you guys gotta pair up or whatever, and then like don't like do a routine or whatever. We were so in sync while dancing that like she thought that we prepared something, you know. She thought we had a routine, and like literally we were just like so like good friends. It was like, all right, so I'm gonna do this, and then when I freeze, you do this. And it's like, oh, this is like, so we were just able to read off each other, because that's how we even met, like hip hop dancing or whatever. Like, and so, but hats was like part of my whole deal. Like I would like flip it and like toss it back on my head. And then like, sometimes I would flip it and then like toss it to him on his shoulder and he'd catch it, because he knew how to do this one thing where it like wiggled down his arm. So like, yeah, no, absolutely, I refuse. I would go to North Dakota and footloose them. I'd be like, you're not going to tell us what to do with our hats. You got to get him. Can kill that song, actually. That's going to be the song that's played after this. Oh my gosh, I'm so upset. That's absurd. You can't tell me what to do with my hat. I'm going to rock the hat I wear. Anyway, number eight, hats help to keep your heat in. Yeah, it did get really like hot with those hats, and I would find myself sweating a lot. But that doesn't mean you can tell me what to do with my hat, and I refuse to let anyone do anything of the sort. Just like I refuse to let anyone keep me from doing the entertainment, which is going to be about the Brothers Grimm. And I hope you're ready for that if you haven't seen it. Or what's that one? Not The Prestige. Maybe it is The Prestige. I got it. Man, I'm catching up on so many movies and I'm excited to tell you about them. Anyway, this is The Daily Shift. You can catch us right after the break, or you can catch us on the podcast where you can just keep on listening. And you can find the podcast if you just type in on Google, The Daily Shift, or Yahoo, or whatever search engine, Bing, however you search things. The Daily Shift, Clutch. Daily Shift, Clutch. And you'll be able to find us. Or you can look on anchor.fm or the app Anchor, or CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify. So many ways to listen, yet so little time. Keep it locked. We'll be right back. Still here, still enjoying Tuesday as we head into Wednesday. Or if it's already Wednesday for you, I hope you are enjoying your Wednesday, whether it be morning, afternoon, or night. I'm not sure. I'll tell you, no, I have nothing, like no knowledge of the time zones. But I do know that we have a lot of movies, The Brothers Grimm being one of them, which I did not completely finish, because it was one of those movies that I only watched spots of. But I do hope that I get to watch and enjoy the rest of the movie, because it looked like it was going to be really good. Also, I think it is The Prestige. And I may have already seen it, but I think I want to see it again. I love watching movies and forgetting if I've seen them. Not because it was like, oh, well, it must have not been like that great of a movie or whatever. No. It's because I purposely do that, because I want to go back and enjoy it the same way I enjoyed it the first time. Have you ever wanted to watch a funny video for the first time again, or anything for the first time again? That's what I like. And when I forget, it's like, did I see this? I love that. And I try not to remember, like, I won't like think of the next scene or whatever. It's like, wait, is this the same movie? Because, you know, sometimes you're like, is this the same movie where the guy jumped off the cliff And then he, like, used spider webbing. All right, it's spider webs. I mean, oh, no, it could be eight-legged freaks, too. Kind of, maybe, if you think. No. Anyway, or evolution, which, by the way, I saw. See, that's how you know. Like, who remembers Eight-Legged Freaks? The movie about the spiders. And I think, oh, I found out why I don't like spiders. I used to be okay with spiders until I saw the movie Alien. Because I think it's the facehuggers. The way they move is similar to facehuggers, and I'm like, that's kind of gross. Like, the way they crawl, like, it just looks gross. And then the way that they hatch, I'm out of there. And then on top of that, they make, oh, no. Anyway. So interesting how you can find out things about yourself by just watching a movie. Like, for instance, or playing a video game. Like, if you played Dead by Daylight, you'd know if you leave your friends or not. There's been times I help them. It depends on where they are. But that's a video game, and you know where they are. But if, like, even if it's like, oh, they're in the basement, I'm going to be like, well, then we're leaving. Yeah, if they're in the basement of, like, the killer's house, I mean, would you rather me come back with a ton of people with, like, firepower, or would you want me to just go and try to help you myself? I mean, there's a reason we're running. It's because none of us can take whoever that is. Like, oh my gosh, that game is so fun and funny sometimes. There's even a mobile app version. I don't get sponsorship from any of these companies. These are just things that I enjoy personally, like, to pass my time, you know. Sometimes when you're sitting at, like, an office and it's like, they'll see you in 30 minutes and it's like, 30 minutes? And it's like, why even have an appointment? Anyway, this is going far from entertainment. Which is about the movie The Brothers Grimm. I do recommend this movie, even though I've only seen bits and pieces. It has Heath Ledger. It has Matt Damon. It's a phenomenal cast overall. Even, like, the villain makes me annoyed. And that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to make... Whenever, like, a villain can make me annoyed, it's like, all right, you're doing an all right job. You're doing great so far. Because I get truly annoyed, like, oh my gosh, I can't stand when this person's on camera. Like, you know... Like, ugh, what are they going to do now to mess up things? I love that kind of stuff. Even though at the time, it's just kind of like more of annoying. But you know what I mean. Anyway. The Brothers Grimm is one of the movies that I think you should check out. The Prestige is one of them as well. I have to double check that. Either way, check out The Brothers Grimm in the meantime. If you'd like. If you want something to do, if you're having a nice dinner, like, or some, what do you call those? Artichoke spinach dip. Oh, forget about it. I'm already jealous. Spinach artichoke dip with some chips. Oh, man, that sounds great. That sounds like you're going to have a great night. And I hope you do. I hope you have a great night, great morning, great afternoon, great week. Positive week. Why? Because this is the Daily Shift, and that's all we could ever hope for you here. That, and, well, if it's Tuesday night, and you're heading to bed, then good night. And if it's Wednesday, and you're just now waking up, starting the day, or have already started your day, then good morning. This is the Daily Shift, and we will see you next time.
Blindly, I needed to lose you to find me.